The Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale is dealing with something that's never happened to them before. In the last week, they found someone had vandalized an installation that had been on display at the gallery. The installation, called Possessions, by local artist Ben Edwards, was taken down as scheduled on Wednesday after it had been up for several weeks. We talked with Edwards about his exhibit when it went up last month. Here, he talks about the portion of the installation that was later vandalized.
It's wall to wall, floor to ceiling, and then covering the floor more. You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of drawings, like I said, spanning over 30 years. Everything. I would like to think most of it's good, but, you know, maybe some of it's junk. You know, what I still have in my possession, for whatever reason, which in some ways is miraculous in and of itself, considering all the various lives I've led and places I've lived and so forth.
The executive director of Art Center of the Ozarks, Jenny Taylor Swain, says the venue believes Edwards' work was vandalized sometime last Thursday or Friday, but they didn't know the true extent of the damage until Monday of this week. Swain says part of the reason for that is the way the work was displayed.
You could walk into that studio and not see everything because there really is literally hundreds of drawings. But then once you really started looking, we began to see how much of it had been written on.
Swain says someone had used a magic marker to write on Edwards' work phrases like bad art and make America great again, and one that we can't say on air. She says they were excited to be able to find time in their calendar to display such a large installation.
It was disappointing because we were, like I said, so excited about this artwork. The Art Center of the Ozarks is going through a transitional period, and we've been spending the last 6 months really looking at ways to engage the community. So we've been excited in the new efforts and programming that we've been laying out. So when something like this happens, it is disappointing.
Jenny Taylor Swain says it'll be nearly impossible to figure out who had vandalized the artwork, but she did file a police report.
Anytime there's an action that involves a sense of bullying and a sense of using derogatory terms, that you need to be aware of it, and the community and the police need to be aware of it.
And while she says there is a sense of disappointment, she also says the Art Center staff and board have had the opportunity to reflect on what they do and why they do it.
The arts provide a unique opportunity to bring diverse voices together in a safe and in a place that we don't normally get to participate. And so when something like this happens, it reaffirms that role and gives us confidence to continue forward in the work that we're doing.
Another exhibition is going up at the ACO in Springdale a week from today. It's called On the Brink, On the Brim, On the Cusp. It explores the borders and boundaries perused through various mediums by artists from Northwest and Central Arkansas. And beginning tonight, you can see the musical The Last 5 Years. It goes on through the weekend. For more information, acozarks.org. And if you want more information about all kinds of theater going on this weekend, stick around. Becca Martin Brown from the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette will have a lineup.